For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I am Catherine Kwok.
And I'm Jay Clayton.
Separate reports from tribal leaders and human rights activists indicate that Islamic State militants have taken over 200 hostages in raids this week. At least 150 Assyrian Christians, including women and elderly, were abducted from villages in northeastern Syria. The incident followed the beheading of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians by ISIS in Libya earlier last week. Previously, the group allowed Christians to live under its control if they paid a protection tax. An unrelated report says ISIS kidnapped over 100 men, including 9 boys in a village near the city of Tikrit, which they have controlled since June 21st. They have since been released. Reuters reports that ISIS is trying to prevent locals from joining Iraqi soldiers and pro-government Shiite militias preparing to attack nearby ISIS bases. The U.S.-led Combined Joint Task Force said it has launched 15 strikes against ISIS in Syria and Iraq since Tuesday. A new UN report finds that January was one of Iraq's deadliest months in years.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan announced progress in the campaign against Boko Haram. African forces have succeeded in recapturing 8 major towns, though the Islamist group is still in control of at least 8 more. However, Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, Benin, and Niger are coming together in order to create a military force of nearly 9,000 soldiers. The United States has aided this initiative by providing training and intelligence, but has been criticized for refusing to support the group with weapons and personnel. This news of progress signifies a turn for Nigeria, which has been accused of not implementing the necessary efforts to neutralize Boko Haram.
In response to continued fighting in Ukraine following the recent peace deal, the leaders of Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany met on Tuesday to attempt to salvage the deal. Although the peace deal has not been universally observed, a lack of recent casualties and withdrawals of heavy artillery give hope that it may be taking hold. Economic problems continue to be a major issue for Ukraine as the value of their currency has plummeted. This led to the central bank to halt commercial currency trading through the end of the week. In response to Ukraine's economic woes, Russia has again threatened to cut off gas supply to the country.
Human Rights Watch says that thousands of Syrian civilians have been killed or injured in bombings by the Syrian government over the past year. The United Nations Security Council issued a resolution last February calling for an end to the use of arms in populated areas. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad denies that such attacks have been taking place, but a Human Rights Watch report claims the government has been using barrel bombs, crudely made devices dropped from the air that are difficult to control. The bombs have reportedly been dropped near medical facilities, schools, mosques, and other residential areas. Human Rights Watch is calling for the UN Security Council to place an arms embargo on the Syrian government. The Security Council met this afternoon to discuss last year's resolution.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declined an invitation to meet privately with Senate Democrats this week, a sign of rising tensions between United States President Obama and Netanyahu's government. Tensions began when Netanyahu accepted an invitation by Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner to address a joint session of Congress without first consulting the White House. White House officials have said that this visit violates a U.S. policy against endorsing foreign political leaders during their election campaigns and could undermine negotiations with Iran about its nuclear program. Netanyahu has been insistent that Iran will soon be capable of creating nuclear weapons, but information leaked earlier this week revealed that these warnings may have been contradicted by Israel's own intelligence agency. Congressional Democrats, meanwhile, are considering a boycott of Netanyahu's speech to Congress. Two senators, Bernie Sanders and Patrick Leahy, have stated publicly that they will not attend.
The president of Yemen, Abdel Rab Mansour Hadi, fled the capital city of Sana'a this past weekend. According to Houthi officials, he hopes to consolidate his power in the city of Aden. Although the militant Houthi group ousted Hadi from power in September, many nations, including the United States, still recognize him as Yemen's president. Protest marches in Sana'a earlier this week denounced Houthi rule as well. In related news, Houthi militia took over a special forces base in the capital of Yemen as well as a Coast Guard station on the Red Sea this Wednesday. The base housed troops trained and equipped by the United States to aid in the counterterrorism effort in Yemen. The attack on the base has also raised concern in the international community about Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula's influence in Yemen.
If you want to hear more from War News Radio, visit us online at warnewsradio.org. Our behind-the-scenes crew this week includes Mayank Agrawal, Jay Clayton, Amy DePiro, John Gagnon, and Will Sullivan. This week's show was edited and produced by Sabrina Merrill and Allison Raybar. I'm Catherine Kwok.
And I'm Jay Clayton. Thanks for listening.